Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D. Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Good evening and welcome to Spiritual Awakenings with me, Andrew D, live from my PC in the comfort of my own front room. And I hope you are listening in and you are comfortable and more than anything, warm tonight. Well, I don't know what the weather's been doing wherever you are, but it's been absolutely shocking here in the UK. I moved house last month and I remember being sat outside the house and being in shorts and a t-shirt and feeling quite warm. And we've had torrential flooding here the last week or so, and we have still got a hosepipe ban. So how mad is that? But anyway, welcome and a very warm welcome indeed to you tonight to my Spiritual Awakening show. If you're only just joining us for the first time and you're not quite sure how to get through to us, well, first of all, you must be listening. Obviously, you're listening to us on www.mikespirit.fm or even via Blog Talk Radio. But how do you get a free reading? Well, I'll be doing free readings tonight. And how do you get through? Well, I'm going to talk you right through it now. If you are stateside, you can dial direct and toll-free on 760-283-4611. I'll read that again for you. I'll say it again as well. 760-283-4611. Now, it's 9:30 p.m. in the UK, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I hope I got that right. So wherever you are, I really do wish you a warm welcome. Now, you've got two options if you're in the UK. You can dial direct via the number I gave earlier on, but preceding it with 001. And that would be 001-760-283-4611. But if you want to, you can dial in via Skype and you can dial in for free and get a free reading. There's not many things that are for free these days, guys, but my readings are on this show. But that's another matter if you want to see me face-to-face, but we'll talk about that another time. Right, how do you get hold of me? Right, first of all, let's go to blogtalkradio.com. Look me up on air right now, and you will see a little Skype button. You can link onto that and dial direct, and you will speak to that wonderful Rob, who is stateside, and he will take your name and then pass that on to me, and we'll get you online very, very shortly. But other means, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I've got my own website, www.drewdee.com. That's DREWDEE.com, all one word. If you're looking for me on Facebook, it's Andrew D, Spirit Medium. But just Google me, guys. It's far easier. Andrew D, and I will pop up in a host of locations. Right then, let's just have a look who we've got in the chat room here. Well, guys, hello, Lisa, how are you? You still haven't called yet, have you? But Mike's there, we've got Ken back again. Cheryl's Angel Wings. I don't know what that's about there, but good evening to you. And Tash Fabulous, as well as Mike. I don't think Mike must be locked in his room. I don't think he's allowed out tonight. He's always there listening in online. And that is it. Oh, whoever you might be, perhaps you've got names, I don't know, but guys, say, who's the dirty old man? Anyway, I'm not reading any more of that. Anyway, who have we got here? Guest 3258, and I think that's about it. Not sure who that is, but say hello, guys. Say hello, please. Right, Lisa's saying to me she'll call if she doesn't get cut off. So, Rob, if you're listening in, don't cut Lisa off. Okay, I don't know what that's about, but you've never called into me, Lisa, so I haven't been able to cut you off. Right, we've got a little bit of music for you any second now, and we will be going... Right, I'm getting out the chat room because Mike's getting abusive there. But anyway, guys, we are going to listen to a little bit of music. And as soon as I can find my way round. Right, okay, you don't know what that means, Rob, but... Ah, right, got you. Okay, no problems at all. But we should have Walk Off the Earth and Someone Like You. Now, I thought this was a little bit different, and if you are familiar with Walk Off the Earth, then they do things a little bit differently. I think his name's Luminati, the guy who seems to be in charge. They're a Canadian band, and I think they're fantastic. And they always had a twist to... no, Mike, it's not gay. So don't put it in the message you gave, mate, because I will read it out. But anyway, there you go. So we are going to go with Walk Off the Earth, Someone Like You, a cover of the Adele number. Take it away, Rob.
Hi, YouTube.
hope that didn't send you to sleep, because it sent my producer to sleep. And he's going to choose the next song for us, maybe in about half an hour's time, if we've got time for that. But listen, guys, if you're listening in, wherever you are, a very warm welcome indeed. And do you know what? I'd just like to have a little chat with myself even. I was doing some readings earlier on today, and well, if you're listening, guys, I'd like to say hello to Faye, Linda, and Gail there, and maybe even Linda and Carla if they're listening. But good evening to you as well. But I was doing some readings, and readings earlier on this week, and somebody actually said to me, "Do you know what? I don't know the difference between a psychic or a medium. Is there a difference?" You know, it's great because, we've got so many spiritualist churches in this country. If you were to sort of work psychically, you'd sort of get shot. And likewise, some of the other work I do, if you work mediumistically, you'd get shot because we'd be breaking some laws. But hey, guys, this is Blog Talk Radio, and we are working mediumistically. We can talk about pregnancy, we can talk about finance, we can talk about legal matters, and we can talk about health matters as well, because nobody's told me that I can't. There you go. Unless my producer suddenly flags things up there. But anyway, there you go. He said I can't. So there you go. I will. But anyway, guys, anything you want to ask me, if you just would like a general reading, I'm going to tell you how to phone in again now. But if you just like a general reading, ask me for a general reading. If you'd like a specific question, we'll try and get to the bottom of that as well. Yeah, we'll try and get to the bottom of a specific question. But sometimes... Right, I'm going to start reading the instant messages now because the producers lost the plot. But anyway, sometimes if you ask for a general reading or just see what comes out, then, you know, sometimes it will come out in the reading, but you can always ask towards the end. So we are going to go to the phone lines any time now because, time's running out quickly. It's 9:45 p.m. here in the UK. And I can't work out whether we've got Haha, You're Fine, or Lucy on the line. Lucy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Yeah. How are you this evening? Okay. Or today, should I say?
I'm fine. This is absolutely delightful. It's the first time I've heard this show.
Now, are you in the chat room? Are you Cheryl's Angels Wings, are you?
No, I'm not.
Right, okay, well, never mind. There's somebody in there. You never know. She might get through later on. But anyway, Lucy, whereabouts are you at the moment? Whereabouts are you in the States?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, well, that's fairly far north, isn't it? And has it been nice there today or not been nice there today?
Oh, it's nice. It's warm. It's very warm.
Fantastic. Okay, great stuff. Now, Lucy, you've never listened to the show before. Have you listened to anything like this before? Have you had a reading before, ever from a medium, or never? No.
Yes, I have.
Right. Okay. Yes, that's the main thing. If you try and tell me, don't tell me too much, and just try and answer yes or no to whatever I might bring up, and
okay.
You know, let me do the work. Okay, then. Right. So, was it just a general reading you're after, or did you have a question?
No. I just want to see a general reading would be fine.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Now, Lucy, as I tune in here, I've got a gentleman with me drawing very, very close to me, and he, bizarrely, we call them tins in the UK, but you know, you might call it a baked bean can. Do you know what I mean? Canned food.
Yeah.
Okay, so we know what we both understand what we're talking about. But this gentleman, as he draws closer to me, I feel with him that he was, I feel as though he was round in the body, but he's telling me that as he approached retirement or as he did retire from full-time work, he's making me aware that he would have worked initially in a car factory or either somewhere where they made cars or where there was automotive components made. But as he retired, I feel very much that he might have worked in a convenience store or a grocery store, because he's making me aware that he would have put stock on the shelves and put food on the shelves, and he's showing me cans here that he would have lined up on the shelves. Would you understand a gentleman who would have worked in the either with cars or automobiles or worked within where they made them as well. Would that make sense to you?
Not with any of the ones that I know of. Now, there is a side of the family that I don't know.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, tell you what. Sometimes when it works like this, I'll just get him to give me some information that, you know, is relevant to you and that you would understand. Now, as I sort of draw myself into the center of this gentleman's energy, he's telling me here that I'm not going to generalize about trouble with the car, but he's telling me recently either your car overheated or it sprang a leak from the radiator. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay. I'm doing well. Well, you do understand three no's and you're out. So I tell you what, we had this not so long back, and a guy came back to me and said, do you know what? That was somebody he knew. So I'm going to... Right, okay. Tell you what, I'm going to ask him to step to one side and bring in somebody you do know. Okay. Right. Thank you. Okay, I've got a lady with me now. And this gentleman's going to stand in the background here because I still feel he's got something for you. But as this lady joins me, this lady's telling me here that where you live at the moment, either your front door, she's been telling me that either you've been struggling with the front door lock or you've snapped a key in the lock recently. That there's been an issue with the front door and you trying to get into the house. Would this make sense to you?
The key is I have a problem with that lock.
Yeah, on the front door.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because that's what she's telling me at the moment, and that's what she's showing me. Right, and now she takes me into your house. I'm going to reveal who this lady is in a minute, because she wants to sort of... the way she comes across to me, I feel very much like she would have been a very reserved lady when she would have been on the earth plane here. And what I feel with her, as she eventually struggles into your house, she's telling me that there was either a clock on the right, a chiming clock or a clock with a pendulum. There was either one there in the past or you have one now, because that's what she's showing me. I am hearing the tick of a clock and the chimes as well. Would this make sense, or is there one elsewhere in your house?
Well, it doesn't chime, but my son did buy me a clock that's on the wall.
Okay, and it's on the right as you walk in, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. Right, because the reason she wants to give me a quick tour of your home is because she's telling me here that she's telling me that you do not get many visitors to your home at the moment, do you?
No.
Okay, but she's telling me that you have visited there, and she tells me that she says, you would understand the name Amy. Would that make sense? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Lucy, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you understand the name Amy at all?
I don't know anybody named Amy.
Okay, no problem. Well, let's move on. So, this... Right. Now, this lady is telling me here, I feel very much like this lady, before she passed away, that she would have been of a slim build. And when I say she was in service, I'm talking about the old days when waitresses wore little white aprons, and she would have worked what I would call in a tea rooms or a coffee shop, where she would have worn a white apron. And she's telling me here that she was of a very slim build, but she's making me aware that before she passed away, she actually lost even more weight than she could afford to. And I feel with her, it's almost like she's telling me she was skin and bone here. And I feel this lady links to the name Alice as well, but I feel that she's on your grandmother's generation here. Would you understand this at all?
Yeah, there's a woman who is like an adopted grandmother.
Right, okay then. And right, and would you understand that... where she would have worked either in a diner or a coffee shop or something going back in time. Would this make sense to you?
I'm not familiar with where she worked, but I do know towards the end it was she did lose a lot.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and what she's telling... she's telling me... Right, I feel with this lady that she would have been... I feel with her the way she's describing it to me, she would have been in her 80s when she passed. Would this make sense?
She was old. I don't know the exact age, but yeah.
Okay.
I, Yeah, I'd say yes, around there.
Okay, no problem. What we'll do then, because she also made me aware that you lost touch before she passed away, and it's almost like the news that you had of her was almost like second-hand news. But what she's explained to me here, we've generally got there with her. Now, very quickly, she keeps talking about your house, and she's talking about here about the smell of new wall paint, or she's talking about the smell of new paint and repair work that's been done recently. And I don't mean sort of general repair work. I'm being made aware of electrical work here. It's almost like where old wiring was replaced. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's telling me the wiring you had, I'm being taken back to the 1930s here. It's almost as though the wiring was as old as that, because she's telling me you now have up-to-date wall electrical sockets in the house where you plug appliances in. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, right, that's fine. But the thing that she's making me laugh about here is she said you might have had the wiring sorted, but your plumbing is still problematic. Would that make sense to you? Okay, and she's telling me that every time you run a bath, you have to run the water before you actually can get in the bath, before you put the plug in, because brown water comes out of the taps. Would that make sense?
Kind of.
Right. Okay. Because not literally brown water, but what I'm saying is you wouldn't want to get in the bath if you never ran the water first, okay? And she's telling me the way the water splutters here before it kicks in, and it's almost like you hear the pipes clanging as well sometimes. But, you know, it's almost like when the water system comes to life. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're on the right track. And what she's telling me here, Lucy, is she's telling me here that I know she's told me already you don't get a lot of visitors to your house, but what she's telling me here, there's a gentleman around you in this life. There's two gentlemen. I feel like one of them is your son, and one of them is a gentleman. If he's older than you, but I don't feel he's your father, but I feel there's a gentleman that comes around you in the physical life, and I want to describe it, tried to get closer to you. Would this make sense? So it's almost like he's tried to make his intentions known to you. Would you understand this?
Well, you're right on my son, but the older gentleman I haven't paid attention to, so I'm not aware of him.
Okay, no problem. Well, will you watch out for that for me? But this lady I'm with at the moment, this adopted grandmother that we talked about, she's talking about your son at the moment, and she's making me aware here with him that she's telling me that the best way to describe this is that it's almost like he decided to choose a new path in life. Would you understand this?
I hope so. I hope so.
Okay. Now, this may seem strange. Sorry, go on.
You know, I've been hoping. So I hope so.
Okay, well, that's what she's drawing my attention to, because I feel, because she's telling me that he did go off the rails at one point, and it's almost like with him that, he's making me aware, she's making me aware that he blames, I want to say, and I hate to say it this way, but there's a portion of blame that he has laid at your front door for a number of things that went on in the past. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, right. And it's almost like you've, in a lot of respects, you've never forgiven yourself for him. You don't believe you've done anything wrong, because that's what she's telling me, but you blame yourself for him feeling this way. Would this make sense?
Yes, it's perfect. That's exactly what it
is. Thank you. Now, what she's telling me here is, she said, you still shed a tear, and she said, you still send your thoughts up, and she said, you actually do pray for your son, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and she's telling me your thoughts have been heard, and she's, now, I'm not going to put your personal life on public show here on the radio show, but she's telling me there are undesirables that your son has got involved with, hasn't he?
In the past. I don't know about now.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay, that's fine. She's just making me aware of that. But she's saying your thoughts and your prayers have been heard, she's telling me. They are aware, spirits are aware. And she's telling me that, I know I talked about the new paint before, but she's telling me that primroses would be significant to you or would mean something to you. Would you understand this?
I always make sure I have fresh flowers every week in my home.
Okay, but would you understand where primrose is significant as well? Because I feel that it's almost like you've got to have something like that in the bunch of flowers. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, right. But what she's also making me aware of here, she just said to me, the next time you get some flowers, I'm going to come back to your song, but she said, the next time you get some flowers, she said, will you just put a single red rose in there, just one red rose in with the bunch? And she said, that is a gift from the world of spirit for you. Okay?
Okay.
And she also said, she said your thoughts and prayers have you been heard from your son? And she said, within the next 7 to 10 days, she said, if you haven't heard from him directly, you will hear news of him. And it will be news in a positive way that will take your breath away, or it will surprise you in a positive way. Okay, so don't be worrying about him. She said he's fine, but you will hear about him in the next 7 to 10 days, okay?
Wonderful.
Okay, and just before she goes as well, she said she wants to leave you with the name Robert. Would you understand the name Robert?
No, but I'll look for him.
Okay, I can only give these names off, even if they don't mean something to you. I can only leave you with the names. But thank you for calling in, Lucy, okay?
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Okay, no problem. You take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, then. Oh, I've got to talk, haven't I? I was waiting for somebody else to join in there. I don't know what that was all about. But, yeah, guys, listen in. If you do want to call, I've got... is it Precious next, is it? Or I think that's the way it's meant to be spelled or said. Now, Precious, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Can I have the next call, please? Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Who have we got there, please?
This is Tasha.
Sorry, did you say Precious?
No, Tasha.
Tasha. Oh,
yes.
Well, never mind.
Tasha.
Okay, thank you. Right, sorry, it's a bit of a bad line there, but I'm going to work with what I've got anyway. Okay, so I hope things are fine with you today. Now, whereabouts are you calling in from today?
California.
Okay, well, thank you. Right, okay, thank you. And I hope it is fine out there for you today. I'm going to call you, if you don't mind, I'm going to call you Tasha for now, because that's what it sounded like anyway. But what I've got for you at the moment is, I've got a... sorry, did you have a question? Somebody tells me you've actually got a question. Would that make sense to you?
I want to know, what is it that I have to be strong for in the near future?
Okay,
as far
now
as on
I,
my mom's side.
Okay, I feel with you, Tasha, that somebody, you've had a reading recently with somebody else, and they told you you've got to be strong in the future. Not only have you got to be strong in the future, but either somebody's told you to ring in to see if I can get it tonight, or if spirit will come through and point me in the right direction. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, listen to. I don't mean to be rude or sound really abrupt when I say this, but it's almost like the gentleman I've got with me at the moment would have spoken like this. He would have had a gruff or a direct approach to the way he would have spoken to people. But this gentleman is making me aware here, Tasha, that when he was on the earth plane, he would have suffered. I feel with him that I feel like I've got heartburn now, but he's also making me aware that when he was on the earth plane, he suffered with anxiety, and I want to say he felt the tension in his chest and would have had quite bad pains in his chest when he was uptight. But he's also telling me here as well that before he passed away, I don't feel as though he passed away with a condition of the heart, but he would have suffered with pains in his left arm and pins and needles as well. And he would have had pins and needles there, but he didn't pass with a heart attack. Would you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Now, what he's also telling me here, this gentleman, I am being made aware here of a beard that he would have had. Now, if he didn't have the beard when he passed, he had a beard through on and off throughout his life. And it's almost like it's almost like it, depending on how the mood took him, he grew a beard. Would you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm not saying this is his name, but he's telling me that you would understand the name, or he's giving me the name Jeff to give to you. Would you understand the name Jeff?
No.
Okay, no problem. I'll leave that with you. Okay. Right, okay.
Oh,
now,
yeah, I know who you talk about. I think this was his friend.
Okay, no problem. But you would understand the name Jeff now, wouldn't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he told me you did, you see. Spirit, don't tell fibs. It's just that sometimes we need to think a little bit out the box or think a little bit further afield. Okay, right. But he's telling me, now, I know this is, I feel like the name he's giving me is Ellen or Mary Ellen. Would you understand either Mary or Ellen or Mary Ellen as a name?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What, either or both names?
It's either or.
Oh, right. Okay, thank you. Because that's what he got me. But I know sometimes people join these together. You know, we have one name, Mary Ellen. Okay, thank you. Now, this gentleman here, Tasha, he's talking about somebody around you at the moment that has and I'm going to come back on. If I forget, you tell me. I've got to tell you what you've got to be strong for. But he's talking here about somebody around you who either has a problem with alcohol or they have had a problem with alcohol. But I feel there is an alcoholic problem around you or with somebody that you know at the moment. Would this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and that's where I need to be at the moment, because I'm being told here that, and I feel this gentleman, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a gentleman that has the alcohol problem, but I feel also with this gentleman, there is a lady, if it's not, I feel like this, right, okay, I'm going to get this straight. It's a gentleman with the alcohol problem, isn't it?
Yes, in my home, yes.
Okay, but I also feel that this gentleman's mother also had a problem with alcohol. Would that make sense?
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. What I'll tell you is, the guy who's got the alcohol problem now, there is a lady in his life that is connected to him either in the past or around him now, because I felt like it was a mother. But it's almost like a motherly influence, or somebody who has an influence over him like a mother also has an issue with alcohol, okay? So I'll leave you to place that. But anyway, the guy that we're talking about with you, that's where I need to be at the moment, because that's where I need to be. Because I'm being told here where this alcohol problem is, I'm being told there are now other medical issues connected to the alcohol with him. Would you understand where he's had pains in his sides or pains in his back? Would this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And what I'm being told here is that with this gentleman, he actually doesn't understand that he's got a problem. Would you understand this with him as well?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because it's almost like this guy who's come through from Spirit, who connects to Jeff, he's telling me that the guy in your life who has the alcohol problem has not acknowledged that he has a problem, and that is a problem in itself, and that's what I'm being told at the moment. But what I'm being told here, Tasha, is that your faith is very, very strong, and if you are not a regular churchgoer, then you would understand what I mean when I say your faith is extremely important to you. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm being told here is... right, okay. I'm being told here, right, that there is money going missing in your home, or you feel like you have mislaid money. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm being told that you know exactly where it's gone, and you know exactly who has it, but proving it is the problem. And I'm being told here that you're still leaving your purse out where it can be found easily. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, now, if the money's going missing and you're leaving your purse out, then we know what we need to do. He's telling me it is not rocket science that you need to start securing items, because I'm also being told here that there is a I'm being told there is a small, it's like a small gold-coloured box, or it's almost like a snuff box or something like that, an heirloom in the family that you have been looking for some time. Would you understand this?
No, I don't understand it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave that with you. I'm being told there is, it, to me, it looks like a small silver box that might be for tobacco or snuff or something. I'm being told that... Okay, I'll leave that with you. That's what I can only tell you what I'm being shown. But anyway, right. I'm being told here that you have got to be strong, not only for this guy, but I'm being told that there is a, I want to say there is a, with your home, I'm being told that, would you understand what I'm being told when we call it a compulsory purchase order on the home? Would you understand that?
A what?
It's almost like somebody is trying to take over. If it's not you, it's around you. There's somebody trying to take over a home around you. It's almost like the bank are trying to buy the home forcefully. Would you understand this?
Oh, okay.
No, would you understand where that
is? It didn't come to the forefront for me right now, but now that I know that you're bringing that to my attention, then I'm taking that into consideration. I'm understanding that it's not legalized, the home.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that either the bank or somebody, it's almost like what we call purchasing the house compulsory. It's almost like, so you might describe it as, I'm not saying this is your home, but would you understand where somebody, the bank, have foreclosed on their property and they are taking the property back? Would you understand this?
Oh, is it due to my grandmother? They just got a home.
Who just got a home?
Two years ago, they had moved into a home. But I don't know if the person on the other side that you're speaking to is telling me that the home is about to be taken from them due to another foreclosure.
Right. Okay. No, I'm not saying that. But you would understand where there was a foreclosure on a property, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I do. Because I was in an apartment where it had foreclosed, and then we had moved. We had to move to another apartment. Then I had moved from that apartment into another apartment.
Okay, thank you, because that's what this gentleman was telling me. There was a property that had been foreclosed on, and I was trying to find the correct English, if you like, to describe that to you, and that's what he was talking about. And he was talking about that, and all he's saying to me is, he said that's what you need to be strong for. He said you feel that you, every time you get something in your grasp, then it's taken away from you again. Would that feel correct to you?
Yes, that is so true, yes.
Yeah, and that's what he's talking about. And he said it all started with the foreclosure of one home, and then you moved on to another home. I know you've told me that. And he's saying to me, be strong. But he said you've got to take the elements out of your life, the negative elements, and that's where people are taking things from you, money and possessions, and where you feel as though everything you've ever owned is taken away from you, and it's the people, it's the circles that you are in at the moment that are creating this negative vibration, and he wants you to create a positive vibration and change the energies around you and your home and your life. He said, because spirits are working towards this, and spirits are working towards creating this change in vibration and energy, but you also have to play your part as well, because you are here in the physical world, and it's you. If you don't grab this situation and turn it around, now he told me that you feel as though you can't turn the situation around, but he said even if it's only small changes, he said you will make those changes, and he said that's what he wants you to do, and it all starts with positive changes around the home, Tasha. Okay.
Okay. Should I have this person move out of my home?
Well, all I'll say is I can't tell you what you should do with your life, and I'm not being mean when I say that, because it is your life.
Okay.
But if that's If that's what creates a positive vibration in your home, then that is what needs to take place. But that decision is down to you, Tasha. Okay.
Okay.
Now I will. Would you understand the name Jim?
Jim, no.
Oh, I want to give the name Jim or James to you, but I also want to give the name Christine to you.
Would is it a family member named James?
Well, I'm just being given the name James for you, so would you understand the name James?
If it's a family member, yes.
Okay, as long as you understand it, that's fine, but I want to give you the name Christine as well.
Christina?
Is it Christina with an A on the end?
Is this person alive?
I feel that they are. Yes, I want to give you this person in the physical world, and the Christina connects in there. Would that make sense? If you don't understand the name Christine or Christina, then I'll leave it at that. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I do. It was a rivalry of mine. That was a rivalry.
A rivalry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
Is they trying to say the name Jamario instead of James? But that person is connected to that person.
Is it? It could be, but I would not even begin to know the name Jamario. So, I've asked him to give me another name that connects him with Christine. Okay, or connects him with you, and I want to give you the name Michael as well. Okay.
Okay.
Can you accept the name Michael?
Yes.
Okay, I will leave that with you. I will leave the love of spirit with you. And thank you for calling in again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Take care. Okay, guys. Well, we got there in the end. And that was a lovely call there from, all the way from California with Tasha, I think it was. Or whatever this good lady calls herself this week. I couldn't quite make that out, but there you go. All right, I'm just lubricating my tonsils with a fine pint of water here. And we have got Ashley on the line next. Ashley, are you there?
Hi, I'm calling from California too.
Too? Wow, good. Well, okay, Ashley. Well, you never know. I might be in your neck of the woods soon, so I will drop in and say hi if that's okay.
you think you might go to San Diego?
I will try. Well, that's close enough to Disney World for me. Is that right, is it?
Yeah, Disneyland.
Disneyland, okay. Well, it's not Disneyland Paris, is it? There's Disneyland San Diego, California.
There's Disney World in Florida.
Okay. Well, listen, I will find all this out when I eventually get there, because if I don't take my wife there, then I'm going to get shot as well. So people are lining me up for a lot of things here. But was it a general question you had, or a general reading, or a specific question you had?
Yeah, general reading.
Okay. Okay, right, you... But the first thing I'm picking up with you here, Ashley, is, the way I work sometimes is sometimes I will have somebody step in straight away, and other times I will be fed information, and then that person wants to come forward. And I feel I've got two people with me here at the moment, a lady on my right side, and a young, I even feel like this guy was a teenager, maybe around the age of 14, Right, would you understand, I want to say, a young guy who would have been a teenager when he passed, would this make sense to you?
Well, maybe late teens,
yeah. Okay, well, he was giving me teenager, but, this makes sense. Now, he's telling me he had a long illness. Would this make sense?
I knew a child with his long illness, and... teen with a mental illness.
Oh, no, the reason is, this young guy is telling me, I know you told me he was late teens, but this young guy is telling me that he would have started either with some issues or problems, but when he was 14, he was diagnosed with a medical problem or a condition that extended up until the age he passed. Would that make sense?
Yes, that sounds right.
Okay, because I don't feel he passed... He's telling me he didn't pass straight away. He didn't pass instantly. He's telling me that it started off as a small issue, and then he was diagnosed, and it built up. And it's almost like I feel with him, He's making me aware here. It's almost like I've got the shakes here. It's almost like I can't control, I want to say, the muscles in my body. Would you understand this with him at all?
No, I don't understand that.
Okay, no problem. I'll come on to that in a minute. I'll ask him why he's shown. No. Well, first of all, he's explaining this to me. As he overshadows me, he's telling me and draws close. He's telling me that I thought it was a nervous a medical condition, but he's with this. So he's telling me if it's not you, there is somebody close to you who suffers with a nervous disposition. Would you understand this?
Somebody in the living?
Yeah, somebody around you now. If it's not you, it's somebody around you now who suffers with their nerves at the moment, or they live on their nerves. They have a nervous energy that drives them forward. No, this is you. It's you that has I'm not saying you have a nervous disposition, but you are constantly sort of running at 100 miles an hour, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and it's almost like you have not a nervous disposition, you have a nervous energy that drives you forward and keeps you going. Would that make sense?
In my career, not in general, but in my career, I think that's
okay.
What
and what I'm saying, because what he's telling me here as well, Ashley, is that as part of this, he's telling me that you are not eating properly at the moment. Would that make sense?
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to find out. Okay, I'm going to. Okay, no problem. I'm going to get a little bit more evidence from this guy. Because he's sort of leading me down on a bit of a wild goose chase at the moment, and I need to pin down who he is. Right, okay. Now, I've got the name Mikey or Mike that connects here. If not through you, it connects. He's given me the name Mikey or Mike. Would you understand that?
I know a Michael in the living, but he's a Michael.
Okay, no, I'll leave you with Michael there, but he's given me Mike or Mikey, so I'll leave that there as well. Okay, now what he's telling me, as he draws in, he's telling me about when he was ill, but he's telling me here that, okay, he's taking me back to high school here. He's saying either you would know him through high school or you would know him through a high school. Would you understand this? He's taking me to a high school at the moment, you see.
I don't know. It's not ringing a bell.
Okay, no problem. Right. What I'm not going to do, Ashley, I'm not going to ask him and keep pumping him for him, because he keeps giving me information, and this could easily be for somebody else, but we're very loosely linking with you. Now, I've only got about 8 or 9 minutes left of the show, so what I'm going to do, okay. I'm going to bring this lady back into me, and as this lady draws close, this lady I've got with me at the moment, she's making me aware here that, okay, thank you. Right, this lady is explaining to me here that I feel like the generation she is on, I feel like she is telling me she was round about 70 to 72 when she passed. And she's making me aware here that before she passed away, she's telling me she always used to have her hair tied up, but before she passed away, she actually allowed her hair, she stopped tying it up, and it would have been a lot longer when she passed away, because she's telling me that somebody used to brush her hair for her when she was ill, because she couldn't. She's telling me her hair started to come out before she passed away. Would you understand this at all with an older lady?
Could be an aunt of mine.
Okay, right. Because she's telling me that she used to be very proud of her hair. She's very pushy about her hair. She's telling me her hair was something she was proud of when she was younger, and proud that it was so, especially when she was younger, it was so thick and glossy. And when it lost its colour as she got older, she started tying it up because she didn't want to look at it. Because of the way her hair had gone. Would this make sense at all?
Do you get the sense of whether this would be like an aunt or a grandma?
Right.
Or like a tall person or a short person?
Oh, right. Okay. I'll try and get a better description of her. She's t- she's t- telling me that she would have been very slim before she passed away, but she's also telling me that she would have been tall for a lady. I feel she was around about, if she 5'9", I feel round about that height. She was tall for a lady, but not necessarily tall as, you know, in the general public, if you know what I mean. And because she was slim, she looked taller than she actually was as well. And she's making me aware here that she's telling me that she was very particular about her shoes. She always liked to wear a good, strong pair of shoes. Would you understand this at all?
No, but that, well, some of it brought me closer to thinking it's my aunt.
Right, okay, right. Okay, I'm going to ask her for some information relevant to you. Now, she... I know we talked about, I said you weren't eating properly before, what this other guy gave me, but she's making me feel very much here. It's almost like butterflies you've got at the moment. It's almost like there's a situation around you. I don't feel it's just work, because she's making me aware of either a promotion that's taken place recently in work, or you are driving towards a promotion. Would this make sense at all to you?
I would say both.
Okay, because what she's telling me here is that you haven't actually reached your ultimate goal yet. There is still a goal you're trying to achieve and a goal that you have your eyes set on. And she's talking about a team that either you run or you are looking to run a team. And I want to say almost like a small project team here. Would you understand this?
Well, I'm self-employed, so there's just one of me. But, you know, ultimately I'd like to grow or...
Okay. Right. Now, that's what she's talking about here, because she's talking about expansion here. She's talking about, she's talking about online sales here. Would this make sense to you?
Part of what I do is online sales, yes.
Okay, thank you. Because what she's telling me there is that you could expand your team by one or two, but she's telling me here that the online sales area is where you need to be focusing your energies, because it's almost like double the selling power for,
yeah,
you know, not so much in financial input here. But what she's telling me as well here, Ashley, is that either you have had, she's making me aware that either you have been to see your accountant or you have an appointment coming up with your accountant to go through the facts and figures of your business. Would this make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and what she's explaining to me here is that it's almost like he's telling you that, you know, keep things the way you are at the moment, or keep things in the status quo, and don't try and expand too quickly, because he feels at the moment that there's not the market there for you to expand too quickly. Would you understand this?
I don't know. I would like to take it slow so I don't get overwhelmed.
Oh, okay. Okay, well... All she's telling me to explain to you here is that you are going at the pace that suits you at the moment, and that pace is fine. But she said you have got the capacity to expand your online sales and move forward with that as well. Now, what she's also telling me, I'm being made very much aware here of, now I can hear a child in the background here as well. So
mm-hmm.
I'll take it that in your home.
Yeah.
But I'm also being made aware here that she's telling me that you haven't, at home, you feel as though you haven't had the support that you need in order to sort of do things right at home but expand the business. It's almost like you're torn between
right.
the two, and it's almost like you're spreading yourself too thinly as well. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
I know that the finances could improve, but I don't have the care,
okay.
child care. To
okay, but... Okay, it's not just about financial support. It's about, I want to say, moral support and physical support as well. Would you understand this?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah.
Okay, right. Now, what she's telling me here is, she said, don't worry about that. She said, I feel very much that what you're describing, there's a young man, I feel, coming into your life who will be able to give you the expertise, but almost like free help in one respect. You'll get that help that you need and the support that you need there as well, but it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, and you will be able to manage this. But she's also making me aware that she's telling me, try and do most of your work in the evenings when you've got more time and capacity rather than through the day, because she said there's too much going on during the day for you to concentrate in that capacity, okay?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Ashley. I do need to go because literally I've got about a minute left of the show and I need to wrap things up. But thank you very much indeed for phoning in, and I would love to hear from you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, well, where has the show gone again? Rob, if you can just give me a quick indicator, because I think I've got about a minute left before we wrap this, and we're trying to avoid the titles at the end there. But, guys, I would just like to say to you, thank you very much indeed. If you have had a reading tonight and you would like to listen in again, then please do listen in and go to www.mikespirit.fm to listen to your reading there and try and get back as much information as possible. But more importantly than that, if you do want to contact me, Facebook me, guys, Google me, Andrew D, Spirit Medium, Andrew D, or even my website, www.drewd.com. That's DREWDEE.com. Get hold of me, say hi, just say hello, you know, and I would love to hear from you again soon. And on that very note, I'm going to bid you all a fond farewell, and I will be right back here, same time, next week. Good night.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.